Hello, and welcome to Uplifted. My name is Meg Luther Lindholm, and I welcome you on this journey towards a more mindful and compassionate life. Today's step on the journey is called I Hear You. So when I was little and got really mad at my father for denying me something I wanted, he always responded in the same way, a way that I hated. He never talked to me about why I was so upset. He never attempted to work out any sort of a compromise so that at least I felt listened to. Instead, he would pick me up, throw me over his shoulder, walk me into my bedroom, and place me on the bed. Then, in a harsh voice, he'd say, "You can come out when you're ready to apologize." He'd close the door and leave me in a rage, hotter than I'd been before. Because in my child's mind, he was the one who was wrong. But apart from right and wrong, what hurt most was that he never gave me a hearing. He never gave me a chance, either in the heat of the moment or after I had calmed down, to tell him why I was so upset. He only gave me one option, an ultimatum, surrender, which meant telling him I was to blame. Eventually, my mother would intervene in her role as the family peacemaker. She would sit on my bed and listen as I poured out my grievances. She would say she heard me and that she understood. Eventually, I would calm down enough for her to guide me towards my only choice, complete and utter capitulation. I would apologize and life would resume. Though the grudge would remain, and eventually there would be another eruption that would bring us right back to square one. So fast forward a few decades to a discovery I have made in the past year. A year where political divisions seem to be the unwritten law of the land. Where rural interests seem pitted against urban ones. Where racial divides are hot and the income gap seems to only grow wider. And there are divisions within my own family as well. So I hear lots of opinions from all quarters that I disagree with. Friends express ideas that come from views of the world that I just don't share. In the midst of so much difference and division, I find myself saying three little words over and over. I hear you. Those three words do so much to help heal feelings of anger over differences. It doesn't mean the differences are any less. It just means that I'm in sympathy with how you feel and think. I want you to know that I'm willing to hear what you have to say. I hear you. Those three words are magical. They don't deny my feelings, which may be very different. They simply reinforce our connection. We don't have to walk out of the room and close the door forever. We can listen and acknowledge each other. When I say I hear you, it feels like a soothing way to ease the heat of the moment. I see you might be another way to put it. And in the end, isn't that what we all really want? To be seen? To be heard? You don't have to agree with me. Just hear me as I hear you. Thank you for joining me on this step of the mindfulness journey that I call Uplifted. You can find this podcast at upliftedpodcast.com. or wherever you find your podcasts. I'm Meg Luther Lindholm. Until next time, take care of yourself and each other.